You're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's look at arts and culture, and I'm Lauren Brown. Ron Stallworth, the author of The Black Klansman, a memoir focused on an investigation where Stallworth infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan, visited Columbia College to talk about the film adaptation of his memoir, which was directed by Spike Lee. Here's what he had to say about the director and some of his experiences.
Making Spike Lee the director of the film, how important was that, just to pick him specifically? Not that he was just a black man, but him as a specific director.
This particular story, I don't believe anybody could have made this story and made it as effective as it is other than Spike Lee. Jordan Peele even recognized that himself, and he just won an Academy Award for Get Out. Jordan was the one that made the determination that Spike was better suited to direct this story as opposed to him. Originally, Jordan was going to produce and direct, and he came to the conclusion that Spike was the better person to direct it, that he did not have the skill set to do it, and he turned it over to Spike.
And another part in the film, if it was in the book, when you took the picture with David Duke.
That happened,
and you put your arm around him.
That happened.
Could you just describe that emotion, just three different emotions, how you were feeling when you decided to do it in that moment?
The book makes a better explanation of it, but I tell people that it was almost like when you hear stories of people seeing their life flash before them when they're about to die or they think they're about to die. In a split second, as this was unfolding, as I was having my, what I refer to as the camera showdown with David Duke, I was thinking what flashed in front of my mind was all the generations of people who look like you and I, who had no say in this world, in the world that they lived in, because their lives unfolded under the boot heel of the Ku Klux Klan. I thought about how many people who look like you and I who were lynched because they happened to look like you and I, and for no other reason, and it's because the Klan was behind it. I thought about all the failure throughout the history of this country in which we, people who look like you and I, did not have constitutional rights recognized for no other reason than of our God-given skin color. I might add, beautiful God-given skin color. I thought about a host of issues, about the 13th Amendment, which made us citizens, about the 14th Amendment, which guaranteed due process under federal law, okay? Without those, the Klan ran roughshod over us, and even after that happened, the Klan still ran roughshod over us. So in that moment, when this picture was taken, and I put my arm around David Duke, surprised him, and got a photo taken with him, I basically made the Klan look like an idiot. I made the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan look like an idiot. I destroyed, in that one gesture, I destroyed their claim of racial superiority, of white supremacy, okay? It was a very touching moment, but I thought about all of these things that swirled in my mind. I thought about Dr. King and the Civil Rights Movement, the many times he went to jail and was beaten with high-pressure water hoses down in Birmingham, Alabama, you know. All of this stuff flashed before my mind.
That was Ron Stallworth, author of The Black Klansman. Thank you for listening to Off the Clock on KBIA. I'm Lauren Brown, and see you next week. What?